107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Closing arguments set for Tuesday in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. Donald Trump took to social media.
A low of 50 overnight, showers ending, and then partly mostly cloudy for a time on Tuesday. A high of 67, a few more showers popping up this afternoon. Tuesday night, clearing and chilly, a low of 43. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, and a high near 70. Thursday, mostly sunny and pleasant, and a high of 72. Friday, partly cloudy and a bit warmer, a high of 75. Saturday, mixed skies with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible, a high of 76.
Tragic mistake. They were going after two Hamas honchos. In western Michigan's Oceana County, 33-year-old Katie Price was killed when an out-of-control modified Jeep slammed into her during a drag race event. This is ABC News. Retired boxer Mike Tyson turns 58 next month. In January, it set off a national outpouring of donations. The mold of the original statue is still viable. The Johnny walking that art cast in Colorado who recreated it in the return of the epic atmosphere. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Whitewater and Fort Atkinson Sunday. A lot of people are on their way home from the busiest Memorial Day weekend for travel since the pandemic. 3.5 million Americans flew somewhere.
Last year, the cancellation rate was at a 10-year low. This year, so far, that's even better than last year. Their part.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is up front. This is Civic Media News.
I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers put together a great lead to beat Chicago 5-1 in front of over 41,000 fans at American Family Field. The play of the day, the bottom of the earth, the Louis Donaldson at the plate, Ryan Anderson, Wisconsin Dallas Sports.
It's just a right opportunity at the moment, and that's a situation I think you sports on the phones.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Bobby Price, host with Lonnie Skies, 3D overnight, full of 50s by sunrise, light northwest winds. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine and a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Dusty northwest winds. Afternoon highs climbing to the middle 60s, currently 62 degrees.
I have. I started in 2014, but our organization started in 2008. So there was plenty of history before I came along.
And for those who don't know, and I would like to think that most people by now are familiar with Honor Flights, but what was the genesis of this idea?
Sure. So the Honor Flight started in 2006 when a business assistant in Ohio realized that his World War II vet patient did not have the means physically or financially to see the new, brand new at that time, World War II Washington, D.C. So he had a friend who was a private pilot, and they started flying a couple vets at a time, all expenses paid to see their memorial. And that really was the genesis of the movement. And then our hub here in Southeast Wisconsin started in 2008, and the first flight of Milwaukee vets was November.
Now, it started with World War II vets, and most of them are gone. So now, Korean and Korean War and Vietnam vets.
That's correct. It's really an opportunity for our oldest vets to get the day of honor and gratitude that they really didn't get. You know, we've all seen the ticker tape parade footage from World War II, even though that wasn't the reality for most World War II vets. And then the Korean vets tell you that they really came home with silence. Weren't very interested, didn't know why we were there, didn't understand why they had been there. And then I think many of us know what the reception that our Vietnam vets received.
They were treated so terribly.
They were, and really have carried that for so long. And this is really a day of closure, of joy, a chance for the community to show gratitude, and really their moment of redemption. So we were thrilled to take thousands of our Vietnam vets.
They don't go away and they don't come cheap. Speaking to you, Carol, oh, there's no way around it. I have a small world turn. I used to work in a barber shop. Always extraordinaire. And Jose was himself a Korean war vet. And he took an honor flight. And when I mentioned it to you, you were like, Jose? And for his sons, that will mean so much because he was such a unique figure. But more so the fact that he came back just to feel that pride, to feel that recognition, to feel that connection to, you know, something was so important. I just, it's, when I hear Hunter, I just think of throngs of people being excited for these individuals who gave so much to us. And it means so much that you're still doing it. Said you've worked with 10,000 vets, but you remember Jose, and that means the world to me. So thank you very much.
He was wonderful, and really, it's a joy for us to give these vets not only a chance to spend the day with other vets, but the chance to have some pride in their service. I hear from
the sons and daughters that accompanied their vet on a plane that my dad never wore a Vietnam vet hat. He didn't have anything that said he was a vet. He didn't identify really as a veteran, even though he was one, because he had really locked that part of his life away. And it's such an overwhelming joy for us to have these vets finally proud again and willing to tell people that they serve and have others.
Now me and my pile of things.
I feel like that's something that I can't experience. There's a lot of men out there, even who fought in World War II, they came home to the ticker tape parades. But then it was time for real life to take off. And we weren't asking questions. They weren't telling stories. And this part of history, some parts have been lost because they're just like, I don't talk about it.
Of their sometimes their dad or their grandpa or their grandmother. We have a lot of ladies that fly with us that served as well to very little family. And we want those stories to live on. That's incredibly
important. And I think too that we forget so many of these people are so modest and don't feel like they're heroes. And they don't necessarily feel like they deserve to be celebrated.
Yes, I had a very emotional moment probably 8 years ago, so I was with two Korean War vets in the West Army. And one of the Korean War vets was a Silver Star veteran. I had been nominated for the medal, but not enough other soldiers survived the battle throughout the war. And then the other veteran had been sent stateside here in the United States of America. And after he had been walking down to the veteran who had served in the war, I said to him, Guardian donation is waived as well. We don't know how long that will last, but veterans can bring a son, daughter, grandchild, grandson with them at no
cost. We're local radio, locally owned, staff, managed, and focused on local community service.
1975 or before, and that's active duty beyond boot camp. They are
country and community. WRCO-FM 100.9.
starsandstripesonflight.org. And there is an online application there for both veteran and guardian. Right now, it's about a year wait, maybe not quite. So the time to get on the list is not
good. Now, we will include that link in our show notes. If you have questions after the show is over, give us about an hour. Greg puts together a really great compilation of everyday's shows. So go to civicmedia.us and then just click on shows. Go to Matt Mayer on air, and everything will be right there with all of the links that you need. What about people who are not related to a veteran and they would like to do something, they would like to get involved with?
So, certainly donations are great, but there's other ways as well. Our flight days, if you've been a part of our homecoming in the evening at Mitchell Airport, it's unforgettable. And our friends at Mitchell Airport are really amazing guests and allow us to throw the best party ever in the time. So we'd love to have more members of the community come out and welcome the vets home. It's a great party. Kids are welcome to the sign-making station, so kids can make signs that say, welcome back, veterans. It's
it's really a great evening. So our next flight is Saturday, June 15th. So you want to show up around 7 p.m. at Mitchell Airport. Great way to participate. We're pretty full for volunteers at the moment. We have about 250 active volunteers that are just spectacular folks. And we don't want to take a bunch more if we can't give some to do.
Sure.
So certainly it's really the best way to participate right now is to talk about the program. Encourage any vets you see, whether it's at the grocery store, for a stranger or somebody in the circle who might be reluctant. Let them know it's a safe day, it's a joyful day, and we'd really love them.
I was lucky enough to go on one a number of years ago when I was working for a different station, just to do a story on it. And it is a very long day. I give those veterans a lot of credit because they're up early and it lands kind of late after a very busy day. But coming back to Mitchell, and I had heard about it, you don't appreciate it until you see it. Until you walk through lines and lines of smiling, cheering people, and then you get to look at the faces on the veterans as they're coming back. It will change you. And just make you feel so grateful.
Yeah, it's really spectacular. And it's the moment of comfort that these vets have. And really, when we can replace or maybe amend a bad act to something positive, it's the best thing ever for us. We've had vets tell us that for 50 or 60 years, they had nightmares every night about their service. And after taking them on the flight, they were shot. That's the best gift.
That kind of closure.
Yes.
Finally.
And finally being acknowledged.
Yeah.
For so long, they just didn't want to share the memories because they were so painful. So to get those out and get the relief,
that's wonderful. It is. That's just wonderful. You got Brock, you have Greg and I all. We need to start.
Welcome to our world where we yell the time.
Oh. We're just on the cliff of blood.
Do they need to register on the website to be there, or can you just show up?
I've been dancing around with you and all
be part of it.
You can just absolutely show up.
Okay.
The only thing we ask is that folks who don't know someone on the flight allow the veterans' families to have the front row, so they can hug their vet and celebrate the welcome home. But no, you do not have to register. You can just show up at 7 p.m. on flight night and join us.
It really is. And they also do it in Washington, too. When the honor flights land in Washington, it's not necessarily as large of a turnout, but there's still all kinds of people who are there to welcome them when they land.
Yes, actually, since we belong to JP, we switched airports and got to Dulles. And Dulles has a volunteer corps that is just spectacular. And when we landed on this past Saturday, they had about 250 people there. And it's all kids. You know, big little league teams in uniform. It's, you know, a junior high clarinet band. It's just so spectacular. And the best is just cry their way.
If you have questions, 855-752-4842. You're listening to Van Nair on Air. We're talking about the honor of life right here on the Civic Clear Radio Network.
From issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Mandy Dawn Show, one of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Posse, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
across this
Hi,
land.
Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want one to improve your sleep tour. Quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling stand. Cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made walk. Right here in Wisconsin. Stop Some down to our newly remodeled showroom
on
and
air.
See
Jay
why
Matt
we have
there,
quickly
Greg
become
Bonner.
Spring
Calvin
Green's largest mattress dealers with over a dozen mattresses on display. Our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
If you have a question or a comment, you can always leave it on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be
Seniors
Twitter.
Seniors of Riverdale High School, you've made it. Congratulations on this milestone. The world awaits your talents. Congratulations, seniors from Bailey Paint and Decorating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Karen, you can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses. Julie Aaron, State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Oil Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, Plus, Lou's Bar in Yuma, Turbos in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids.
I think that's a big ask.
Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Bosco.
Yeah, I'm happy to answer as best I can. Really, what we're talking to these vets about.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary
is
with Clary Memorial Funeral
to
Home.
Them on
Today's
a
rising
level,
inflation. Now is the perfect time
ago.
To pre-plan
so
and
most
pre-fund
of these vets were
your funeral
kids.
With coverage from Peak
they,
Insurance.
They were 19 years old.
Clary
they were
Memorial
many,
Funeral
many
home.
Were
your
drafted.
Your pre-funded policy called Pathway
and many
is guaranteed
did
and can
not
be used
realize,
anywhere in the United States. Call
they
today
were
and protect
into,
against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Peak Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
And, you know, I think they had seen their dads and their uncles fighting in World War II. And, you know, most would agree genuinely saving the world
the
at that point. And, you know, the ones
the
who
tub.
Enlisted felt like this was their chance
Four
to make a difference. Didn't really understand what was going to happen,
at
what they were getting into.
Club.
And then those that were drafted felt like they had
we
a choice. So,
one more
you know, we don't
one.
Get too philosophical
I'll
and honestly, like they were most concerned
gone.
About is trying to
Girl,
heal those old wounds and
one.
Really acknowledge
we're home
what these
alone.
Folks went through and the lives that they built.
These aren't the policy makers. They're not, they weren't the decision makers.
Tonight.
They were doing what they were told to serve their country.
And Tom
Put
just texted us that they're
back. Yeah, and in many cases, you know, they have a different take on heroes.
Disconnect,
you know, a hero would be somebody who, you know, lost their best friend who did something in a place that they didn't want to be and came home and had calling them names for even being there when they had no choice, but they still
you know
managed to fill
like
the light
Hank
as best they could
Jr.
and get beyond that. So that's heroic as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know I love
you need
party.
To go. You need to go. You need to get
to the party
involved. Volunteer. Even though you have money
when
right now, you're
time
always, volunteers
romance.
Are always welcome. Get involved.
It's time
learn more.
To change the scene.
And as you said, Karen, it's about
Someone
and helping this individual
move
to
who
really want.
I mean.
Yeah, it is. And actually, you know, some of these vets came home and maybe weren't the best dad and were moms
tonight.
And as they struggle to build their life back.
Put
and in some cases when they fly with a son or a daughter and experience this day together, those bonds are strengthened. And so even if it's not necessarily about the and a widower and gets to spend a day in the company of other people having a wonderful day. It means different things to different people, but really it's a celebration of some of our oldest pets and what they brought to their community.
And I would think, too, the ability to talk to other veterans because most of us us who are not in the military, we have no concept, we have no idea of what they had to deal with and what they were dealing with. And so some of those stories must be so intensely personal. You need someone else who has lived through that in order to share it.
And many of our families didn't feel welcome in places like the VFW. So they didn't join the vets at all. So again, not an opportunity to share with other vets until they're surrounded on flight day. And we tend to maybe sit vets next to each other on the plane with their guardians behind them so that
they can share.
So that they can share. Yep.
Well, that's something too, is like, you know, growing up, the I grew up in world I know. The summit is now gone. And I have to imagine because of they didn't join, so they would be, and now the ones who kept those posts up and running are gone now. The ones there take up the mantle of the warriors. It's really sad because even you know, some places, I don't know. I'm a man, and I feel lucky that I live in a future where I'm not going to be drafted into the military, and you can't understand that. And religion, until you talk to somebody whose number came up on television, and they were gone. No choice. You're going to have the ability to get out. You're going to the one. And I think that's another aspect of understanding. Just that journey, knowing that I don't have to do that. And I'm lucky. I didn't want to be in the military. My dad was. He didn't want that. So we're losing these experiences, and we're losing these opportunities to connect. The VFW thing really is what it is. I wish they were, I see them closing around. And that's really sad.
Well, support is always important.
Yeah.
Support is always important. And you can help support the Honor Flight. As Karen mentioned, you can make a donation. You can try and volunteer. You can certainly be there for the welcoming committee at Mitchell International Airport. We will have all the links in our show notes. It takes about an hour after the show to get those posted. So check it out. Everything will be there. Karen will be with the Honor Flight. Thank you so very, very much. Memorial Day is this weekend. It's on Monday. That is remembering those who have been lost. The Honor Flights are to honor those that we still have. Bye, Tommy.
Correct. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, Karen. We will have you back. Stay with us. News is coming up next. You are listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the Civic Media World.
Going after two Hamas hunters in western Michigan's Oceana County. Pedro Caden Price was killed when an out-of-control modified Jeep slammed into her during a drag race. This is ABC News.
Across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Cuts are coming to another Wisconsin college. Trembling University in La Crosse is trying to lower expenses. 27 jobs are going away. Here are those presidents of the Holy Trinity.
With the 60-second showbiz beat, Variety has posted the predictions for Emmy Award nominations for Best Supporting Actor in the Comedy category. 8 of the top 10 nominees come from just 3 shows: FX's The Bear, Max's Tax, and ABC's Abbott Elementary. Representing The Bear are Evan Ross Backrat, Oliver Platt, Maddie Matheson, and Lionel Boyce. Paul Downs and Carl Clemens Hopkins are from Hacks, and Tyler James Williams and Chris Burgetti from Abbott Elementary. Richard Lewis is predicted to receive a posthumous nomination for Curb Your Enthusiasm. The title for the latest installment in the Knives Out franchise has been revealed. The Hollywood Reporter sprung the news that Wake Up Dead Man and Knives Out Mystery will debut on Netflix sometime next year. Director Ryan Johnson revealed the title on his ex-Twitter page, as well as the fact that Daniel Craig will be back as the lead in the latest installment of the Deep franchise. If they keep making Knives Out films, it's going to seem unbelievable that anyone would be seen at a dinner party with Daniel Craig. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weekends from 7 to 9 p.m. on Pacific Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies through the overnight. Lower 50s by sunrise. Light or gust winds. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine and a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Gusty northwest winds. Afternoon highs climbing to the middle 60s. Right now, it's 61.
Susan from Kenosha, good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been biking since I was 17. And women need to get out. You need to vote. Because you don't want to go back to 1950, where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to buy, purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
So just leave us an early wake up call. We don't miss the bus.
Just as long as Johnny got his fiddle. After 8 years of learning the wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember, brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, the Forester, and the Ad Council.
Fan the flames as the beat gets strong. It's great to be a part of something so good that's lasted so long.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Call you can text 855-756-855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Before we get to our next guest, thank you for Lynn from Oconomowoc texting this in. President Biden has signed that $95 billion aid measure to help out Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. So some breaking news this morning. I wasn't expecting to get this signed until tomorrow, but he has now signed it. And aid will be moving to those countries, which is very, very Our next guest, so many questions. Bob Ward is the tax policy advisor for Patriotic Millionaires. Good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. For people who don't know, members of the Patriotic Millionaires, and this is from your website, high net worth Americans, business leaders, and investors who are all concerned about historic levels of inequality and essentially the concentration of wealth, which turns into the concentration of power in this country. So Patriotic Millionaires has been around for a while, and you have a great article in Mother Jones Magazine, Bob, and we're going to include a link to your article in our show notes when the show is over.
Some old friends
but you start with
on the street.
Forbes Magazine that was founded in 1982 when they first came out with the 400 richest Americans. And the at the time, in the number one slot was this Daniel Ludwig, who was worth about $2 billion. There were only 13 billionaires in that first Forbes 100.
Every time they ask me why, I just smile and say...
Number of billionaires?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to kiss an angel good morning
or something like that.
And let her know you think about her when you're gone.
They're probably well over 1,000. Kiss an angel good morning. Like Jeff Bezos, everybody knows about, but just some guy out there with a billion-dollar bond portfolio, they're not going
to be people may try to guess.
That's just not even worth
the secret of a happiness.
It's so little. The poorest members of the latest Forbes 400 are worth almost $3 billion. And the share of a nation's wealth
the
controlled by the richest 0.01%
is a woman and
has more than
tripled
since 1982.
And
so,
the answer is
just,
in
just
this
so
song that,
that
I always sing.
It's about
you've got to
13,000 households. These folks,
and let her know you
we have a population of 330 million
gone.
People. These folks that
kiss
sit
an angel
inside
good morning.
A ballpark.
And love her like the devil when you
and
get
back. And they control
home.
The vast majority of the wealth.
Kiss an angel so good morning.
Not the majority,
so when did all of this start, Bob? Did this start under the tax policies of Ronald Reagan?
Pretty much. I mean, it started a little bit in 1978, but it really took off with Reagan. And it's just kind of ironic that
he's the tax policy advisor for Patriotic Millionaires, and we're talking taxes and tax cuts and how over the last 30 years, essentially, more and more wealth has been accumulated by the same people, and that translates into power, and that translates into influence. Let's talk about the 2017 tax cut that was Paul Ryan's biggest dream since he was in college, was to cut taxes for the wealthy. How has that worked out for the average Karen?
And keeping it strong.
Not well.
Now
I mean,
the country has the day
for the most
long.
Part. Basically, what they did with the 2017 tax cut is they gave real affirmative tax cuts.
I like people who know,
you know like the
where to draw the line.
When the top rate for individuals lowered by 3%.
They can tell the difference between
the
truth
person,
and a lie.
They just kind of move things around a little bit. They lowered the marginal rate a little bit.
Listen to me.
But the folks knocking down $5 billion.
I like the spill of the rain.
haunted.
We got to protect the job creators, Bob. We hear this so much that.
That's right.
And the feel of a shirt that's been dried outside on the line.
I've been waiting a long time for that trickle, and it hasn't come yet.
And right now, it does none of the good. We have an estate tax system, but it's so loophole-rich. You got guys like Trump, former advisor Gary Cohn, saying only morons pay the estate tax. And he's right in the sense that the estate tax is optional. I used to work in that area. And, you know, someone worth a billion even. You know, they can't do it right before they die. You song comes on, they catches your mind, roll smile. They move it to their kids. Basically, free estate tax. Like a spark wheel spinning on a silver ladder. Because your heartbeat couldn't be brighter. Because you light me up. Someone like Jeff Bezos.
Like this.
$100 billion in Amazon stock. That's valuable, or as the office building becomes more and more valuable, whatever. Instead of selling, borrowing to make other investments or money to live your investments. And then you die. You die.
Like
that's the go away. I borrow not.
I'm just processing all of this time.
Elon Musk.
I think that...
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece really hand-breaded chicken tender right combo way. Into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try it today.
7 1/4 an hour still.
Some always state, made fresh root beer, always locally, at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Bosqueville. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
You work 40 hours a week.
To the amazing seniors of Dodgeville High School, congratulations on your graduation. Your future is limitless. Reach for the stars. Wishing you the best from the House on the Rock. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Bosqueville and Center Pharmacies, Wilson Door and Construction, and by Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
And that message has to get out there.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Aren't going to die with it. The focus should be on breaking up the concentration of wealth, stabilizing our democracy. So it shouldn't matter whether capitalism is supposed to raise the next $1 trillion. It should be that
So.
Yes! Getting picked first for the news quiz, teams.
We need to bring that back.
I
need to talk about it.
sky, we were miles.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We were laughing and looking in each other's hearts, talking and touching, trying so hard not to.
Good morning, welcome back. Matt Mayer on air. Jay Mettner, Greg Bach, Calvin coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Call me on text at 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or on the platform that you like. Continues to ruin. Our guest, the tax policy advisor for Patriotic Millionaires, Bob Lord, is here. And we're talking taxes and the incredible accumulation of wealth among a very, very small percentage of Americans that's been going on since the 1980s. And why that is bad for pretty much all of us, except for that 0.01%. But I wanted to switch our focus, Bob, just to our very own Wisconsin's Ron Johnson. And he played a really critical role in Donald Trump's 2017 tax plan when it comes to pass-throughs. So for those of us who don't understand, what is a pass-through? What does that mean?
About the day we fell in love.
A pass-through is some form of business enterprise where there's no tax. It's also a limited liability company. Or something called the subchapter S corporation. The corporation doesn't pay tax. The shareholders pay tax on the corporation. And so what this provision did is if you have cash, you have a business that has partnership income or subchapter S corporation income, or just a sole proprietor. You get to take a deduction equal to 20% of your income. So if you earn $1 million in your business, you get to take a $200,000 deduction. If you earn $10 million of income, you get a $1 million deduction. Now, compare that to some guy, like even a rich guy, like LeBron James, and you just get a big fat paycheck. You don't get that. ProPublica, one of its reports from a couple of years ago, showed that Mike Bloomberg, who's worth, I think, $106 billion, in 2018 alone, he saved $67 million in tax from this so-called pass-through deduction. And by the way, Ron Johnson saved a bundle himself.
I'm so, I have to lay down. I'm so shocked by that.
What?
There he sits. Yeah, and a couple of Ron Johnson's big donors pen. Apparently too. The E-line did really well, and that's also Diane Edwards. In Wisconsin.
Oh yeah, they were also, like the top.
BRLFG spells mom and dad.
And wasn't Ron Johnson also instrumental in making sure that the wealthy could get tax write-offs?
Well, you can have your TV and your nightclub.
You know, I don't know about that.
And you can have your drive.
I'll look into that.
She was also instrumental in the state election.
I'll stay here with my little man.
5 seconds, Bob. He was only about 5 seconds. Barely my time. And
hey, you guys are really knocking on him. He's hard at work working on COVID vaccination conspiracy theories right now.
Making a castle.
Make sure the truth is out there. All right, you too, with disrespecting him.
Bob Lord is here, the tax policy advisor for Patriotic Millionaires. Greg, you got a question?
Actually, I'm going to go to a live question. Andrew in Maine said, Mr. Lord, has anyone that you know of looked at a potential increase in revenue generated in corporate tax that is simply grocery refunds, removing the deductible expenses?
What I did before that, I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure what the
let it rain on my window pane. I got my rainbow.
And we're sitting here shining,
watching stars. You have to follow up, Andrew, if you're listening, please, if you give a little more clarification. And while he's doing that, I had a really quick question for you.
Right,
we saw, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, Mark Cuban went on TV or on the radio and said, here's my check for 200 some million, $80 million that I paid to the IRS, and I'm proud to pay my taxes, my job.
That's are my those, ball.
I mean, yes, he's paying his tax, and that's good. And legal.
What's that you say, mama? Come on,
how much broader does that kind of act mean? Or pull well, for people to be inspired to do this? It's like what the, one of the articles spoke on. There's some people just, at least Richmond, just don't even pay their taxes. They're like, yeah, I'll do it, I won't do it.
Well, yeah, the IRS.
Me and God are watching the sky grow.
They've hardly been able to audit millionaires and billionaires at all. And then in 2022, finally, you know, the Democrats were able to pass a package that substantially increased the funding of the IRS. And since then, the Republicans have been fighting to cut that back. And they
I'm halfway through
succeeded.
Chardonnay, and I don't plan on staying sober.
So they're not only opposed to reforming the tax code,
you can bring your
they're opposed
guitar,
to enforcing it.
Don't let this not get
well, that was, the whole freak out about where the IRS is hiring more agents. And, oh, my God, we can't have that because they're coming for the little guy. No, they're not. That's what they've been going after the last few years is because that's how starved they were.
Come on, boom, boom, boom. So
I want to double back. Somehow lived all this time, and every day you increased your wealth by $1 million.
Well,
so at the end of 3 days, you'd be worth $3 million. At the end of the first year, you'd be worth $365 million. If you had done that,
if your mama Jagger shot, I might just do the hokey pokey and put my letter in.
On the way next day. I hope we can invite you back.
Slower.
Happy to come back.
Wonderful. Bob Lord, the policy tax advisor for Patriotic Millionaires, our guest. Thank you so very much, Bob. Really appreciate
that motor.
It. News is on the way next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air.
If you
were
here right
the
now,
Radio
Johnny
Network.
And Jim get closer.
Johnny and Jim get closer.
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.